Our topic for the interview is the situation in the Zerst-Halberstadt under Corona regulations. So yes. How are you doing right now?
Yeah, we are fine. Thank God. Not so. Everything is normal.
Are you kind of a speaker for the group of refugees, of people who are right now living in the Zerst? Or what's your role right now?
My role is normally I help communicate with the Germans and to also help the people, because normally I speak a little bit more African languages and also German. So I'm like representing them in things and other small things that they need here, and also meeting NGOs to when they come to help us see what they can do with our situation. I work a mini job here, and at the same time I live here, but I'm given a room on my own, one room.
So how are the people doing right now in the Zerst under Corona regulations in Halberstadt?
Yes, now everything is fine because the police and the medical personnel, they came the other day. They tested everybody and then they separated other places. No more food inside the hall. Now we can take the food and take it to a room and eat. And now they come every morning cleaning the floors in the corridors in the room and also spraying them, you know, giving us other things, but we cannot eat now in the hall, and now we cannot go out. We are here now.
So since Friday, the whole Zerst is under quarantine because one person got tested positive of corona in Halle coming from the Zerst. You just mentioned the regulations in the Zerst. So what does this quarantine mean for you? Maybe also for the feeling of everyone?
Yeah, the feeling of everyone, people are really scared. People are really scared because people don't really know what it is. Some today they say it is corona, tomorrow they say it's a fever also, but we are really scared because we don't know where this is coming from, and then we are here and we are grouped here. It's not so easy because they said corona don't like gathering and we are together, and so we are trying to avoid being together, eat together. People are really scared and everybody is in their room now, try to protect himself, go pick the food from downstairs and come back in, wash our hands. Now we don't know what is coming on next.
And how's the situation of translation of the regulations? Are you getting informed about what is happening
and what will happen? Yes. We are informed on the other day. There was amplophone or microphone speaker that they had to speak in different languages, Arabic and all other languages, to say that somebody will have it here and we need some protection and that we should stay in the camp. And they have said all that and they protected everywhere with police. Police is everywhere surrounding the camp so that nobody can go out.
Do you and all the other people, do they feel more safe about these regulations right now and the police? Or is it more, as you already mentioned, a scary situation?
Yes, people feel more safe because the medical personnel are coming in yesterday and today also. They came inside to help, to see that people are tested for body temperature, and they are saying everything is okay. So we are feeling a little bit safe now. Yes, we feel a little bit safe now than before when it started.
And on Friday, the Flüchtlingsrat Sachsen-Anhalt was criticizing the quarantine in the Zerst. They demanded that the people should live decentral and not central in the Zerst. What is the effect of this criticism and demands until now? Is this any topic?
Actually, people are saying that we should at least get a place to do something about it. But it's natural, it's an emergency, and nobody knows where actually this coronavirus is coming from. So all they could do is to try to protect everyone, because stopping us from doing activities together also is for our own good. So it's nothing that is something big topic, because we already know about the corona and what it is doing already. So we are also happy that we are protecting ourselves here. So it's not a very big topic here, actually. Maybe with the movement, we cannot move, which is the only problem, because most of the food that they provide here are not good, normally, you know. So we find it difficult because now our foods are finished. We are thinking maybe how we can get foods and all the things, as they say they will help. Maybe provide a movable mini shop to come around the camp, people to buy certain things. I don't know how will that be yet. That is the only problem now.
So a friend of mine, she wrote me, she's also from a refugee supporting group, and she wrote me that the situation in the Zast under the people living there and are under quarantine is tense. So did you get any information about this, that maybe some groups are not feeling so safe and good to be inside and to be in quarantine with 900 other people?
Actually, no, everything is safe here because some groups are coming. Different people are, even the workers, some are coming to serve food, being protected from a distance and all these things. So it's not a very big situation here right now. When it started Friday, it was a little bit, but now everything is calm now. Everybody is together and the workers, they come even to clean and do other things. So it's not a very big situation here. Nobody has died. We haven't had any other person with corona since they said the one with corona is in Hale. We've not had any results from here. So everything is calm. Everything is normal. There is no problem for now. I live in the camp here and I am right now living in the camp.
And after the quarantine, when it ends, what are your wishes and demands for the people living in the Zast right now?
What we are telling them is to help them to help, because normally, particularly we, the people who are single here, we are still supposed to stay here for 1 year, you know, and it's not easy staying here 1 year. Sometimes things are not easy. Some people really, you know, mentally, some are not okay because of stress. People are not the same. Not everybody can control their selves when they overstay in places like this. So this is one thing also. So the situation after the quarantine is that people, the SAS to start to help the people not to stay here too long. For 1 year, 6 months, that is too much. You know, it's not easy to stay here like that. You know, this is one of the main problems that we are trying to see what happened. Yeah, now the second problem is the movement, because normally every day we go to town, buy our food so we can cook and eat and be alive. But the problem is now we can't move. They say we have to stay till further notice, and we don't know how we can get other foods to eat. Food is the most important thing here. We have food here that comes from them, but sometimes it's not good. You know, we cannot even eat it. Some cannot even eat it. And it's not so easy now if it continues like that for 2 weeks. It is not going to be easy. People are always very hungry here because there is no good food for them to eat. And it's a little bit trouble as well. These are the things we just want them to be working on.